Chapter 1 Autumn, in that year of surprises, was particularly delicious in Moose County, 400 miles north of everywhere. Not only had most of the summer vacationers gone home, but civic awareness groups and enthusiastic foodies were cooking up a savory kettle of stew called the Great Food Explo. Then, to add spice to the season, a mystery woman registered at the hotel in Pickaxe City, the county seat. She was not beautiful. She was not exactly young. She avoided people, and she always wore black. The townsfolk of Pickaxe, population 3,000, were fascinated by her enigmatic presence. "Have you seen her?" they asked each other. "She's been here over a week. Who do you think she is?" The hotel desk clerk refused to divulge her name even to his best friends, saying it was prohibited by law. That convinced everyone that the mystery woman had bribed him for nefarious reasons of her own, since Lenny Inchpot was not the town's most law-abiding citizen. So they went on commenting about her olive complexion, sultry brown eyes, and lush mop of dark hair that half covered the left side of her face. Yet the burning question remained. Why is she staying at that fire trap of a flophouse? That attitude was unfair. The new Pickaxe Hotel, though gloomy, was respectable and painfully clean. And there was a fire escape in the rear. There was even a presidential suite, although no president had ever stayed there. Not even a candidate for the state legislature on an unpopular ticket. Nevertheless, no one had been known to lodge there for more than a single night, or two at the most, and travel agents around the country were influenced by an entry in their directory of lodgings. New Pickaxe Hotel, 18 miles from Moose County Airport, 20 rooms, some with private bath. Presidential suite with telephone and TV. Bridal suite with round bed. Three-story building with one elevator, frequently out of order. Prison-like exterior and bleak interior, circa 1935. Public areas unusually quiet, with Depression-era furnishings. Cramped lobby and dining room, no bar, small, unattractive ballroom in basement. Sleeping rooms plain but clean. Mattresses fairly new, lighting dim. Metal fire escape in rear, rooms with windows have coils of rope for emergency use. Dining room offers breakfast buffet, luncheon specials, undistinguished dinner menu, beer and wine, no liquor, no room service, no desk clerk on duty after 11 p.m. Rates, low to moderate. Hospital nearby. Business travelers checked into the new Pickaxe Hotel for a single overnight because no other lodgings were available in town. Out-of-towners arriving to attend a funeral might be forced by awkward plane schedules to spend 2 nights. In the hushed dining room, the business travelers sat alone, reading technical manuals while waiting for the chopped sirloin and boiled carrots. Forks could be heard clicking against plates as the out-of-town mourners silently counted the peas in the chicken pot pie. And now, in addition, there was a woman in black who sat in a far corner, toying with a glass of wine and an overcooked vegetable plate. One resident of Pickaxe who wondered about her was a journalist. A tall, good-looking man, with romantically graying hair, brooding eyes, and a luxuriant pepper-and-salt mustache. His name was Jim Quillerin. Friends called him Quill, and town folk called him Mr. Q, with affection and respect. He wrote a twice-weekly column for the Moose County Something, but he had been a prize-winning crime reporter down below, local parlance for metropolitan areas to the south. An unexpected inheritance had brought him north and introduced him to small-town life, a unique experience for a native of Chicago.